Hey everyone, Ezekiel here from RealGuys.net. I wanted to give, my first update for the my film resolutions. So I'm 6 movies into my 150 new movies goal of 2011. That's not a bad start, I don't think. I just wanted to briefly talk about the first 5. The 6th one was Danny Boyle's 127 Hours, and I think I might actually do something on Danny Boyle on the site, so I think I'm going to save my thoughts for that on the blog itself. But I wanted to talk about the first 5 films, kind of in order of from movies I didn't like to my favorite. The first one would be Leaves of Grass. This is the film directed by Tim Blake Nelson, who's actually a really great actor as well, and I was excited to see, you know, if he was a good director. This is not the film to watch if you want to see good directing, I guess. This is a film with Edward Norton, who's one of my favorites. He plays twins in the movie. He plays 2 characters in the movie, so that was kind of interesting to watch, I guess. I guess I'm always fascinated at the ability to do that. The film is a mess, in my opinion. I felt like it didn't know what it wanted to be, and if you told me that they were kind of writing the film as they were filming it, I wouldn't be surprised at all. It was a dark comedy, sans comedy, so it was just kind of like this weird blob of ideas in a film. Good acting, I guess. Edward Norton does a pretty good job acting opposite himself, but overall, not something I recommend at all. The other one is, number 2, I guess, is 7 Years in Tibet. I've always wanted to see this movie, only because I see the cover of the DVD all the time, like, hey, Brad Pitt's in this movie. Not as terrible as I thought it was going to be, but not good. I guess the story itself, apparently it's a true story, but I couldn't really wrap my head around it. It's kind of ridiculous. Also, I don't think that Brad Pitt should be hired ever to do accents. And I know that he was young when he did this film, and I'm sure now he'd be much better prepared to take on accents in films, but I think he's smart enough now to just know, maybe I shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's actually really distracting from the film, because you know that's not his real voice, and he's just not doing a very good job doing an Austrian accent, or German, one of those. The third one was the documentary High on Crack Street, which is the documentary that actually is featured in David O. Russell's The Fighter. It chronicles the lives of 3 crack addicts in Lowell, Massachusetts, and one of them being Dickie Eklund, who was Mickey Ward's brother, played by Christian Bale in The Fighter. There's not really a lot of substance to it. Well, I mean, there's a lot of substance abuse, I guess, but substantial, not really. I mean, it just chronicles the lives of 3 people and the tragedies that come with being a crack addict, and it's really sad to watch. But there's nothing new here. There's nothing really extraordinary by any means, but it's interesting if you saw the movie and you wanted to see the actual documentary. The 2 standouts of the 5 that I've seen so far, City Island is about a family from City Island, I think New York or New Jersey or something like that. This dysfunctional family, patriarch is Andy Garcia. He's the kind of leader of this family who keeps a lot of secrets from each other. Really refreshing movie. It's funny, it's sad, it's serious, but it balances all these themes really well together, and I really, really enjoyed it. Andy Garcia gives one of his better performances that I can remember. I think it's really fun to watch him, and his storyline itself is just really, really interesting and pays off really fun at the end for him, and then his whole family. And then the best one I've seen so far in education. This is a little darling last year of the Oscars, Carey Mulligan's breakout role. She is adorable and really, really talented. The movie also has Peter Sarsgaard in it. So if you haven't seen that one is also really this coming-of-age story about, you know, book smarts versus street smarts, kind of at its core, I guess. If you haven't seen this, both City Island and An Education are on Netflix Instant, so if you have that, put those on your queue and watch them. They're both really, really refreshingly good films. So that's it, I guess, for now.